When I go back from conferences every time, it's like I don't see my friends. I'm not like in the meetings 24/7. So in the soul life, your emotions sometimes take over, your mind takes over, and you're like, I can't do it by myself. But oh Lord Jesus, we need to deny the soul life. But denying the soul life does not mean denying the soul entirely. We need to keep the
40
functions and the
for your
faculties
sharing,
of the soul,
for your prophesying.
And they must be renewed.
But we're going to do this way.
One more thing that
we'll start
I really enjoyed
seniors.
Is living in the
seniors,
spirit.
Whoever would
and,
like to share,
what sister shared the other day, that
please come up.
To
we'll
take
the two microphones and we'll let the seniors
turning to a living person
share
within.
First.
Amen.
And then we'll see how the time goes. We'll see how
Amen.
The time goes.
We're all regenerated and we now have the Lord living within our spirit. But the Lord doesn't just want to remain only in my spirit, but he
seniors,
really wants
we will
to
give you 1 minute each, and then as
will.
We get
like
younger,
shared,
it's going to get shorter.
Overnight matter, but it's just a day by day process. You know,
girls,
speaking,
no one.
Like when we eat, we don't grow from like this
there's still time.
To, like, this tall in just one day, right?
Go.
So in the same
okay,
way,
let's listen.
The Lord, he says little by little and day by day, Lord, help
let's
us
listen to one
in
another.
Amen.
After let's receive from one
message,
another.
I was praying.
Let's
Lord,
support
make me
one
a
another.
Gospel tiger.
It's on touch.
And the Lord
it's
answered
on.
My
Believe
wish
us.
Last night. As I was driving
oh, Lord
home
Jesus.
After
and
the thunderstorm, there was a tree that actually fell down
Please.
In the middle of the road.
Okay, if they need
so
to be
I
adjusted,
pulled over
we will
to
adjust
help move
it
the
for
tree
you.
Out of
Please
the road.
Don't touch
and then
the
I saw a car pull up Amen. Behind me. And I assumed it was just a brother or something to like come help me. But it was actually one of the locals that lived on the road. It was right outside the camp.
It started when
and
I was
he helped
really
me move.
About
and as we finished up, I felt a little burden for him.
So
I started talking to him. And I found out that, he
wake up at 5 o'clock
he used to go to church and he doesn't really do it anymore.
So
and so I was like, okay, I'm just going to respect that. But the Lord wouldn't let me go. As I got back in my car and started driving, the Lord touched me and reminded me that I have these like free Bible tracts in my wall that I put in about 2 years ago. And he reminded me, so I pulled over specifically in the middle of the road so he couldn't pass me.
It's sharper than any two-edged sword.
And I got out of my car and started waving like a maniac. And I pulled him over. And
or
I gave him
the
gospel track.
If the Lord comes,
and it was just such a touching feeling. And though I didn't get him saved, I planted a seed.
And
even though it's a little seed, it has a great power.
Will the tree get up again? In Taekwondo, we recite this.
The Lord
these
is
five
coming
tenets
back.
Before every class. Courtesy,
really
integrity, perseverance, self-control, and indomitable spirit. Now, I used to say the spirit as, you know, team spirit with a lowercase s. But this has really made it clear to me during the summer school of truth this year that I'll be saying the spirit in the future with a capital S. Right? The blood, the word, the spirit, and the body constantly renew us.
I can live my soul. Amen. I can go back to the world, enjoy what the world has to offer me, and stuff like that. But this has really impressed me. Like, I have been through 6 years of summer school of truth. Like, we saw
Saints, building
last
up
night,
the church can be so easy. I just really enjoyed that. Even though this week I wasn't here for all of it. Actually, I was still so supplied by saints who actually took the time to message me and share their enjoyment. And I took that and I shared my enjoyment with other sisters who I knew who didn't come. So I would just encourage you, it's so easy to take 5 minutes
of your day after the conference
is done.
Until we know the
temple
has been built.
Reach out to those who haven't been meeting and just share your enjoyment.
Start building up. We have to start building up now. Because
I used to have this
like
negative
that,
concept
I'm
that transformation
ready.
Was a negative thing.
Do you think 7 years
God, like, through the brothers,
will be so much
kind of brainwashes us? And then
we must start
us
building now,
what's good for
little by little,
church.
Day
but
by
no,
day.
But no, that's not the case. God wants to, he doesn't want to take over our soul's function, but rather he wants to take over our soul
meetings.
Life.
Amen.
So
we
like all the different tastes
we
have in the world, whether it be video games, music, whatever, like whatever fits to you, you know, those things are what God wants
to
change.
Exercise
the
spirit in every meeting.
You know, if you can't change out of yourself, we try many times
to
self-improve. And you know what? We're going
to
fail in the end. But there was this one phrase that really struck me, that we should not conform to these things, but rather we have to be transformed from the inside, from the spirit. That's the only way that we can change our habits and develop a new taste for the Lord.
I remember I was busy listening to CDs, and she would like ask me
encouraging phrases that I
want to
leave with you all.
Oh, it's just like a church song, right?
The serving ones left us.
Was
little by little and day by day. Transformation's not an overnight thing.
So apparently her church, it actually didn't have enough people, so they all just
pray for transformation.
And she came to me first. You know, I was really touched
by that.
She came to me first, and she asked me, Martha, can I come to your church? So I was like, of
course
you can. Like, and I brought her Lord's Day meeting, and I was praying a long
time
for her. Actually, as a gospel, even before that. And the Lord really just touched me with her. And she came, and she was like, it was really, after that, I asked her, you know, how'd you like it? And she was like, there was just something different about it, you know? And I was like, that's just the Spirit. That's the life flowing through. So I really pray that in your school, you can just be a shining lampstand. You know, you are different. You know, even if you're scared of the gospel, you can just really be a testimony
about her, for her.
I was very touched by Brother Ricky sharing that if you are a gospel chicken, pair yourself up with a gospel tiger. I admit I am a gospel chicken. If I go out gospel preaching by myself, the experience sounds something like this. Oh Lord, he's coming. Oh Lord, he's coming. Oh Lord, he's coming. Oh Lord, he's gone. But I got the experience. I was able this summer. I was paired with another saint who went out gospel preaching with me. And oh, how does that experience change? Lord, there is so much joy in gospel preaching. I saw her when she handed out the gospel tract and they accepted, amen. If she handed it out and they refused, even louder, amen. She was so happy the whole time gospel preaching. Oh Lord, forgive me, I thought she was crazy because she was so happy. But the Lord touched me and told me, you see that saint? She is crazy. She is a crazy lover of me.
Amen.
And I was like, oh Lord Jesus, may I just be a crazy lover for you.
Amen.
I just really enjoy the point of the all-inclusive spirit, right? In the young people's meeting, they gave us an example of how the Lord is like a watermelon, right? We have the Father who's the whole watermelon, and then the Son is a watermelon into pieces because he went through a process. And then to gain the Spirit, we need to eat the watermelon and just crush it into like and make it juice so it could come into us.
Amen.
And we just need to take this divine watermelon because he already went through a process. And all the process that he went through is in us, right? We have the resurrecting power, the ascending power to lift us up from the dead. So, amen, saints, we need to take in this all-inclusive spirit.
Amen.
All right, so before I came to SST, I actually came like quite late. And before I came, I was just like thinking to myself, like, do I really want to come? It's a 3-hour like drive upstate. You have to go like 10 miles over the speed limit if you don't want to get honked at, et cetera. It's quite tiring. It's just like, you know, it's such a like, so I wasn't really feeling it, but then like once I came here and like listened to like all the messages, I was just like thinking to myself, why didn't I come here earlier? Like, forget that car ride or like car drive up here. It's all worth it, you know?
Right.
And I realized like the world just had me like so like enraptured that I just didn't even want to come to SST. Mm-hmm. But like, Lord, just renew my spirit. Let me cast aside the old man.
Amen.
Man, I feel so blessed to be here and to have spent 6 years here under such a speaking, and also to be here in this time. Like, what a time to be alive. If this was a relay race, this would be like the last passing of the baton. Like, we want to be the generation to bring the Lord back. And I used to be pretty scared at the thought, like, as a little child, like, the Lord coming back, because like a lot of things have to happen in order for the Lord to come back. But now I'm starting to get excited because Christ is actually going to have his bride.
Amen.
And all the saints that ran before us, they would love to be in our place,
right,
to be living overcomers.
Right.
And to those whom he has given more, he expects more.
Right.
But praise the Lord, we have the sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen.
And this is our rich inheritance. We have the blood, the word, the spirit, and the church.
Amen.
Amen. Romans 12:1, I exhort you, therefore, brothers,
Amen,
through the compassions of God,
Amen,
to present yourself a living sacrifice, to present your body a living sacrifice,
Amen,
holy, well-pleasing to God, which
Amen
is your reasonable service.
Amen.
We need to give our time and sacrifice our time,
right,
which is a change of position.
Right.
We need to take time to behold him.
Amen.
And I enjoy that we can just tap in the spirit anywhere, and he's just so available. We have everything we need. Just need to pray everywhere we go, even in school. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, thank you for the process of sanctification. When we say be sanctified, saints, it not only means to be separated from like all the evil, and like save from all the evil things and worldly things in our lives, but more importantly, it means to be mingled with God. 2 Thessalonians 2:13 says, "But we ought to thank God always concerning you, brothers, beloved of the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning unto salvation and sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." Amen. Lord, from the beginning, you chose us to be one with you. Only God is holy, so in order for us to be holy, we need to be continually added by, God has to be continually added to us day by day. Amen. Although this process isn't out of ourselves, it needs our cooperation. So Lord, fill us day by day with you.
Amen.
So saints, we need to pray in spirit. Last night, I couldn't really sleep, so I just had a sudden urge to pray, and I prayed for sleep, and then 2 minutes later, I just fell asleep.
Amen. So it really struck me, the point where the brother was like, the Lord, he wants us all to be ready, but you know, he only needs some. And Lord, we want to be those some. And I remember reading, and then the 10 virgins and the 5 who weren't ready, he said, "I do not know you." And it struck me, because like, how would the Lord come back and him to say to you, like, "I do not know you"? And I'm like, Lord, I can't do it. Like, when I go home, I can't do this. I always go back to the world. And he's like, "I know you can't do this. That's why you have me." And I feel like he has such a rich supply, and all you gotta do is just turn to him.
So during the summer school, something I really enjoyed was the togetherness of all the saints. Because during the course of summer school, I shared 2 stories that I would never share with anyone else I know. First of all, being how I preached the gospel to a cat. And the second of all, being Priscilla, the servant one, drop kicking me into the center of the lake. And I will never tell that to anyone else, but I felt comfortable telling it to the senior brothers. And yeah.
Something said maybe 3 messages ago really struck me, that the phrase, the God of the universe. But he is not only the God of the universe. He is the God who in Genesis said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He is the God in Exodus who struck Pharaoh's firstborn. He parted the Red Sea. And then he is also the one who promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the God who came in humanity, and the one who on the cross forgave the ones who were killing him. And then he's also, in Revelation, the one who finally defeats death. And this God is in me. This God is in me.
Amen.
And so I've really started to enjoy this hymn, 501. "The fullness of God dwells in thee. Thou dost manifest God's glory. In flesh thou hast redemption wrought, as spirit oneness with me sought. O Christ, expression of God the great, inexhaustible, rich, and sweet, God mingled with humanity, lives in me, my all to be."
Okay, so a point that I really enjoyed from yesterday's meeting was that we have to experience the Spirit in every daily situation. I feel like we fall into this fadeaway after SSOT every year because we forget that we have to experience the Spirit in every daily situation. Sometimes we forget to go to the meetings or don't feel like going, and we feel like sleeping. I can relate to that, but you know, just by waking up in the morning, although you don't have energy, I feel like if we pray for a little bit with the saints, we can get that energy.
Amen.
And read the Bible. Very important to read the Word.
Amen.
To keep you in the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm a senior in high school this year, and for the past 2-3 years, I've known what I wanted to do all throughout my life. So I know what I want to go into college for, what school I want to go to specifically for that field. And the past 2-3 years, I've been, you know, working as a photographer and building up my portfolio so I can go to school for that. But for the past 2-3 weeks before coming here, I just suddenly started to feel something different, not sure if I wanted to pursue this. Something that I've been attached to for the past 3 years, I just all of a sudden did not know what I wanted to do. And it was a lot of struggling within myself, you know, talking to my friends, talking to some older ones, like, what do I do? What do, you know, and I just realized that after coming here and coming and listening to the messages, I realized that me trying to figure it out within myself isn't going to give me an answer. And I still don't know, I still don't have an answer as to what I want to pursue, but I just feel this sense of peace with not knowing an answer. Because this sense of peace comes with knowing that no matter what happens, I have God with me and everything will always be okay as long as I give it to Him. So I came here feeling very unsettled inside and having just a lot of anxiety about what, if I'm going to continue my portfolio, if I'm going to apply to these schools or not. But I leave these 10 days knowing that no matter what I do, the Lord is with me and it will always be okay because He is with me and He's in my spirit and we are one spirit.
Amen. Amen. I enjoy that God needs us. He needs us for His desire and for His will. But He can't do without us. And He's not going to wait for us. Just like in the field, He bought a whole field, but they only need a portion. So I enjoy that, and that we need to be overcomers. We need to be living overcomers day by day. And that, but actually, just as God needs us, we need God to be go through our daily life.
Oh, Lord, help us continue after the summer school. Amen. Young people, do you want to grow?
Amen.
Then we can't just live from conference to conference. We see, that in Numbers 13, do you guys all know the story of the 12 spies?
Yeah.
Okay, so Moses has sent the 12 spies to search out the good land. And, you know, verse 20 says, "And whether the land is fat or lean, whether there are trees in it or not, therefore, strengthen yourselves and bring some of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes." And then verse 27 says, this is the spy speaking, "And they told him and said, 'We came to the land into which you sent us, and it indeed flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit.'" So we can see that, you know, there's a lot for us to gain of Christ. But then verse 31 says, "But the men who went up with him being Caleb, said, 'We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.'" So we've heard a lot of people testify that, you know, after the summer school, we seem to go down. And this is also my personal experience. But should this be something we expect? No, right? Because if we expect this, this is the same as these 10 spies that gave the evil report. They said that, oh, we can't take it. We can't do it. But, you know, they're forgetting what they had. They had Jehovah God with them. Amen. And in Numbers 14, we see, "And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of," I don't know how to pronounce that, "who were among those who spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to the whole assembly of the children of Israel, saying, 'The land through which we passed to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If Jehovah is pleased with us, He will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.'" Sorry for going over time, but in order to go on from, you know, in this time between the conferences, we need to meet with the Lord every day. And actually in the wilderness, the people of Israel, what did they have to eat? They had manna, right? And this manna only came in the morning, and everyone was supposed to take a portion according to how much they could eat. If they took more, what would it turn into? It turned into worms, you know, just bad stuff that no one wants to eat. So, you know, we have to go every morning. This is not something that, you know, we could just say, oh, I read three books of the Bible today. You know, I don't have to read for the entire week. You don't just eat a large meal and then go the entire month without doing anything. So saints, we need to come before the Lord every morning and, you know, have morning revival.
Grade 11, 45 seconds. Start.
Okay. So I enjoyed that we must...
Please, let's respect.
So I enjoyed that we must live in our spirit and grow so that we are ready for the Lord's coming. And we must always be filled in our spirit and allow ourselves to have our spirit flow in us. And every day we're living in our soul life. And I would like to use the example of, like, when we have, like, so much homework and things to do, we're just like so, like in little time, we're just so frustrated that you're just like, don't get anything done because your frustration just takes over. And in this way, our soul life is like this. If we live our soul life, then there is no way we can grow in the spirit. And in Ephesians 5:18, it says we cannot be drunk with wine, but we need to be filled in spirit. And if we are living our soul life too much, then there's no way we can like grow in our life. And the soul life is like the wine to us. And I enjoy that we just need to empty our mind and emotion to be filled into the fullness of God and our spirit. And in this way, we can be ready for the Lord's coming.
All right, saints, we have to learn how to divide our spirit, I mean, our soul and our spirit. Because our soul wants like so many stuff in this world. Like there's a lot of good and bad things. Our soul wants to do stuff and want stuff, you know? Like me, I enjoy talking trash. Like almost every day, I enjoy talking trash. I will talk trash about, why is that girl wearing that? Why is she looking at me, you know? For no reason. Like I will talk trash about people that I don't even know. Like, and when you enjoy that so much, you can't enjoy the Lord as much as you can. So which is why we have to turn to our spirit and call on his name. Oh Lord Jesus, help us deny our soul.
Amen. Alright. Let me read one verse from Matthew for you. What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? Wow, what a pain that would be if people come to us and they only see a reed shaken by the wind. During the summer, I was like, I will do this. I will preach gospel this afternoon. That's a good chance. I mean, a good opportunity. Then what happened? Winds came and I was shaken. Yeah, so far away from my plan. But praise the Lord for these 10 days.
Amen.
The Lord is the Spirit.
Amen.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Amen.
Don't we feel we are free from many things these 10 days?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Take the blood, the word, the Spirit, and enjoy the church.
Amen.
Really struck by this sense of urgency that the Lord is coming back so soon. And I had this period of time last year when I was starting to, you know, doubt that God was real, because I had a lot of things going on with my family situation and at school. There was a lot of stress. But here, coming here this year to Summer School of Truth, you know, you see that these prophecies in the Bible are coming true. God is real. Yes. Never doubt that God is real.
Amen.
And the Lord is coming back soon.
Amen.
And we need to be ready. Amen.
Amen.
A lot of you guys know that earlier this week I lost my voice. And I was like, oh Lord Jesus, it's going to be a long week. I can't sing that loud. Or like I can't express myself out, like in an outward way, right? But the Lord just used this time to strengthen my personal relationship with him.
Amen.
And like the personal time was so sweet to me.
Amen.
And I can just testify that even though I lost my voice, I found my human spirit.
Amen.
Proverbs 24:16, for a righteous man falls 7 times and rise up again, but the wicked are overthrown by calamity. So last night I really enjoyed this verse because it made me think about my experience when I tried to read the Bible. So the YP in my locality actually had a group in Let the Word, and right after SSOT last year, we were all so motivated, and there was always one sister who would type in our group chat, read your Bible in all caps. But slowly this group faded because we were all busy with school and such. And last minute this summer, we actually tried to revive it, but it still kind of faded. But now I know it's because we were all stuck in our soul life. Oh, we just want to deny the soul.
Amen.
And we also have the sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen.
So instead of thinking, I'll start tomorrow, we can think, I want to do it now to hasten the Lord's coming.
Amen.
Saints, serving the Lord is such a privilege.
Amen.
You know, the Lord first came to us and served us before we had to serve him. So in Exodus 5:1, Aaron and Moses, they went to Pharaoh, and they said, and the Lord, like he said that the Lord said, let my people go and let them feast on me. And you know, saints, we just need to feast on him. You know, feasting on him means to enjoy him in his presence. So the other day we were cleaning up this meeting hall, and you know, it's such a large room, it's hard to clean. Yeah. And you know, the whole time we just sang hymns, and the time just passed so quickly.
Amen.
And that was only because we were in the Spirit,
right.
And we were enjoying him.
Amen.
We were feasting on him.
Amen.
And you know, Lord, just serve us first before we serve you.
Amen. So I've been to many SSTs before, but and we touched the matter of turning to the Lord a lot, but I think this year I really got to know what it really means, I think. So I had a situation a few days ago. Anyway, so it just made me turn to the Lord. I think I had a conversation with him, which I never really do. So it was really nice, like, talking to him, because I almost lost my emotions. But by turning to him, you can control, he can control you, and just, you know, you can just be in him. And in Philippians chapter 4, it says, and the peace of God, as God is peace, infuse into you and me through our fellowship with him by prayer, and the counterpoise to troubles and the antidote to anxiety, mounting guard over us, saving us from all our sins. Our cares, sorry. Yeah. So whatever situation you're in, whatever, how hard or what small things it is, you can just turn to God for every little things, and he'll just make more home in our hearts.
Amen. I just wanted to talk about the importance of the Word of God.
Amen.
Throughout history, we mentioned this yesterday in Cabin Time, but people have died for this book.
Yeah.
This book that you put in your bag and on your shelf. People throughout history have risked their lives. They were willing to die for this book.
Yeah.
So it's good how we were reminded yesterday how it's the Word of God. It's always so useful to go on after SSOT. Even the Lord, when he was on the earth, needed the word of God.
Right.
When he was being tempted by Satan in Matthew chapter 4, in verses 4, he says, "It is written." In verse 6, he says, "For it is written." In verse 7, he says, "Again, it is written."
Right.
In verse 9, he says, "For it is written."
Amen.
So whenever we get tempted by Satan during the school year or whatever,
yeah,
we have to say, "Again, it is written."
Amen.
Amen.
I have never been touched by an SST like this one because I felt a sense of urgency that I never had before.
Amen.
The Lord is coming back, but I have been slowing him down. It suddenly hit me that I can't just wait for others to be spiritual because I have a spirit too within me that I can exercise.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we all love to be the overcomers?
Amen.
Like the verse on the back of your t-shirt says, the Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God.
Over the past year, the Lord has taken four people very dear to my family. And so this has just further underscored the urgency,
yes,
and right, and that we don't know when the Lord has appointed for us to pass away. Right. I was just so touched this summer school truth by hymn 1307. The day approaches, Jesus soon is coming. Redeem the time, it must not slip away.
Amen.
Lord, make us ready for the cry, behold him.
Amen.
By using every moment of each day.
Amen.
When Jesus comes, will we go in to meet him? When Jesus comes, will we from self have ceased? He's coming soon to take the wise ones with him.
Amen.
Oh, let us not be left outside the feast.
Amen.
Saints, we need to mingle with the Lord each and every single day of our lives.
Amen.
Our spirit needs to be filled every single day. So when our spirits are filled, We were able to enter the world with boldness and the strength to dispense Christ to others and bring forth new Christians to the building up of the church.
I was really touched with two points last night, the Word and the Gospel. 2 years ago, that was the first time I read the whole Bible. I read it from cover to cover. Last year, I also did that, but this year I kind of fell off. I felt it wasn't so enjoyable anymore, but when I go back, I will be getting back into the Word.
Amen.
And like, I'm really like burdened for like one of my friends and Stai. Like, it was brought to my attention that like one of my friends was handed a gospel tract, but like I didn't know him that well. But like, praise the Lord, it's just an opportunity.
Yeah.
Amen. Saints, we need to be filled inwardly to the point that we are overflowing.
And one of the best ways to do this is to call on the Lord's name. Amen. But we also need to get into the Word. Amen. I remember one of my first couple years of SST, I really did not enjoy memorizing verses. It was very difficult for me to get them. And then this year, I kind of changed my point of view on them. I really was able to take the meanings from the lessons and really tie it into the verses. Besides just memorizing the words, I was memorizing the meaning of the words. Amen. So I just want to stress the point to get into the Word daily, contact the Lord daily, and then we will be growing in Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Something that really touched me is that we need to give ourselves to the church's purpose. Amen. God is building the church, and we just need to minister Christ, even in our daily lives. So we just need to turn to our spirit. When people see the saints, we need them to see the riches of Christ. Amen. So we just need to pray, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Amen. By faith on Canon's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Amen. Ephesians 5:16, redeem the time because the days are evil. I spent a lot of time with my phone, and the first week I was in my phone and I just felt dead and not in my spirit. But the second week I decided that I'm just gonna put my phone in the closet, and I haven't been in my phone this last week, and I have I lost all my streaks, and then I'm still level one Pokemon Go, but the Lord Jesus leveled up in my spirit.
Amen. I was just touched by the sense of urgency of how we need to be ready. Because when I was younger, I used to think oh, he's not gonna be here for a while. I can get ready later. I don't need to read my Bible right now. I can read it later. But no, he's coming now. He's coming soon to take the wise ones with him. So we need to be the wise ones and be ready now so that we don't get left behind.
Amen. Praise the Lord for a mingled spirit. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. And this is really what the Lord wants, that we would live in our mingled spirit. And I was really deeply touched that we need to talk to him in the first person plural. Lord, what are we doing today? Lord, should we go to the meeting? Should we talk to that friend? And even, Lord, where are we going to college? And it's really not some theory. The Lord is in our spirit, and he wants us to do everything with him and in him. And there is a verse in the Bible that says, for in him we live and move and are, for we are also his race. And I've just been experiencing, when I run and I'm just rapidly breathing, I just think, Lord, I just need to breathe you in more. Amen. And it's so wonderful because when we are in him, those around us see Christ because we are one with him. And Revelation 22:17 says, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And at this point in the Bible, the believers and the Spirit are so one. And the entrance into the New Jerusalem is actually this mingled spirit, amen, signified by the gates of pearl. Right. And we have to realize that without the Spirit, there is no church. Right. And for the church life, we need to exercise our mingled spirit. Amen. Lord, just keep me in my mingled spirit this coming year.
Amen. Amen. Saints, we need to be filled in spirit. You know, something I find extremely tedious is chores, washing the dishes, cleaning the bathroom, cleaning a room. I'm always very lax in doing this. But after hearing all these messages, I shouldn't be thinking of this as something, why do I have to do this again? Instead, we should just take this opportunity to come to the Lord again. We should say, Lord, thank you. I can come to you again while cleaning the bathroom. Amen. Lord, I'm saying we just need to be filled in spirit.
Amen. I just really enjoy the small group meetings this year. I feel like the past summer school of truths, everything, everyone was so awkward and none of us wanted to share anything because we didn't know each other. But this year, since we had to eat together, sleep together, do everything together, we just became so close. We were able to share everything with each other and have fellowship without any judgment. And I just realized that we can't just close ourselves off and just hang out with people we've known for 10 years like I have been doing, but we need to exercise our spirit, open ourselves up to others.
Amen. A server in one of my small group times said something that really touched me. He asked the question, can the Lord ever be taken out of us? And the answer to that is no. Then he gave the example of a heartbeat in a staircase. He said a heartbeat goes up and down, but a staircase, which you're talking about one going up, still goes up. So he said, if we ever feel like we're having low spiritual moment, we think, oh, we have a spiritual high, then we drop back down, when that's not the case. If we have a spiritual high, like a staircase, we take the step up. When we take a step up, we don't come back down like a heartbeat. We take a step up and we're staying at that level.
it might be a long step that we're taking between, like a long walk to the next step up, but it's still, we're higher than when we started.
Amen.
And I just want to say, Lord, I consecrate my school year to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. So recently, I just moved here from California. And California, SST is like about 1 week. And then I came here, it's 10 days. Oh, Lord, 10 days. I barely survived for 7 days, but actually, I really enjoy the Lord. I actually really enjoy the cabin time, like with sisters. I really enjoy the blending with the sister and fellowshipping. I really want to give a shout out to my serving ones, Esther Hong and Esther Shi. They really touch my heart so much. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I've just really been enjoying being built up in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. We can't have one spirit with a big S and not the other one. Because if we have just our human spirit, then it's just there. There's nothing there to fill it. But if we have God's spirit and no human spirit, then we're just like all the animals. We're just more intelligent, I guess. But I've just really enjoyed that God is always there, and he's always living and operative. And I was really touched by Song 25. It says, it's a song near each day to me. So I always pay attention to the first verse. And we were singing it, and we got to the second. Even when faith is small, when there's no hope at all, I hear him say to me, trust in me, and you'll see that I will supply all your needs if only you will believe. All anxious doubts will cease while trusting in me. And I know in message two, one of the brothers said that there is always hope. So even when, thank God we have the two spirits, even when our human spirit is maybe a little low, we can always turn to God. Amen.
I really enjoy that our soul is the organ that express God. What we choose to do will show what we express. So our soul needs to be transformed so that we can love what God loves and express him.
So two things I really enjoy in this message is like, if we are wrong in the conscience, the fellowship is broken. When the fellowship is broken, the intuition does not function. So I realized that the conscience, to working out the conscience is the only way in entrance we can go out.
Amen.
So another thing is like we all know that Jesus is coming. So to serve into the Spirit is the way to prepare Jesus coming. So when when sister told us to do the service, we should not just do it, but we should do it in our spirit.
Amen.
So when someone asks me to do something, I might obey, but sometimes I'm in my mind and I'm grumbling, and I'm just like, oh, really, are you serious? But that's being obedient, but you're not being submissive. But Lord, we just want to be in our spirit. Lord, all the time. Lord, help me be obedient and submissive to everyone.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, to be honest, I didn't really want to come to this SSMC. And because I started to have doubts about God and whether he was real or not. And I guess it's because, you know, I was afraid he would get a little bit mad at me. But, you know, after coming to SSOT, I just realized how much God loves us.
Amen.
And, you know, what he did for me on the cross and just taking all my sins, it's like, wow. Like, I never asked for it, right?
Amen.
But he did it anyway.
Amen.
And I'm just so touched by his love.
Amen.
And I really want to shout out to Harold Kim for making me realize this. And after talking to him, you know, I have no more doubts. I know that God is real,
Amen.
And I can open myself to him.
Amen.
And this might sound a little cheesy, but after coming to Penuel, I really have seen God face to face.
Something that really touched me these 10 days was Song 18, or Hymn 1307, and the last line of the chorus is, "Oh, let us not be left outside the feast." It brought me back to the story of the virgins and how the late foolish virgins, the Lord said to them, but he answered and said, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you." And in the footnote, "not know" it means not recognize. And it just hit me, like, when the Lord comes, gosh, what if he tells you, I don't recognize you. Like, could you imagine that? The Lord telling you, I don't recognize you? You know, this past year, I don't think I've genuinely contacted, touched, or actually seen the Lord this year. And I was just lost, and I didn't understand why. But, like, I realized it's because the Lord has not been my first love. And, you know, in the few lessons back, the brother touched that we need to upgrade our personal time with the Lord. And having, you know, a personal, private, intimate relationship with the Lord is so essential for him, not only us to know him, but for him to know us as well. And if he's not our first love, then that hinders us. So, saints, if he's not our first love, may he draw us back to him and rekindle our love for him so that nothing blocks us from giving him the time to know us.
That's all the time that we have. Sorry for the 10th and 9th graders. But you can share your portion when you get back in the church life.
Amen.
Amen. Encourage the saints. How about we sing the Penuel song before we go?
Oh,
Sister, sing verse 3. Sisters, 3, please.
Open heart, I am my spirit exercise, inward.
Amen.
Lord, our spirit exercise. Amen.
Shall we say together, Lord, thank you for summer school at Penuel. Amen.
Lord, thank you for summer school at Penuel.
Amen. I hope that you would apply what we mentioned last night. Go day by day, go step by step, and remember Proverbs 24:16. A righteous man falls seven times, but what? Rises up again. Keep rising.
Amen.
Keep rising.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for his provision. Do you remember the four provisions? Amen. The blood, the word, the spirit, and the church. Amen. Be in the church life when you go home. Okay, some announcements. First, what were the total number of memory verses possible? What was the number, total, the highest number you could get? Just 60?
60-something.
60-something? Yeah, nobody knows. Huh?
79.
That's okay, that's what I thought. 79. No, it was higher. 79. Okay. How many of you got at least 30 verses? 30. Very good. 30. Okay. How many have got at least 40? 40 verses. 40? 40. Very good. How many got at least 50? 50. Raise it up higher. I'd like to see. 50. Okay, good. How many of you got at least 60? 60. Oh, I figure if you got 60, you went for 70. You went for 70. Nobody would get 70 and not go for 79, right? Yeah. Okay, how many of you did perfect verses? Stand up for perfect. Stand up though. 79. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Even if you did one verse, it's valuable. How many of you did at least one verse? At least one verse. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know why? Because that one verse is the Word of God.
Amen.
And the Word of God is living.
Amen.
Of course, the more verses you have, the more language of the Spirit you have. And the more potential there is for the Spirit to speak to you. So the more of the Word you have in you, the more benefit it will be, the more blessing it will be to you. Okay. Okay, 50 people, we need 50 people to stay, no, 50 people are staying behind to help clean the camp after lunch. Do you know who you are? Okay, if you're included in the 50, that is your driver volunteered to stay longer, please stand up. If your driver is standing up, stand up. Look for your driver. If he's standing up, stand up. Yeah. If your driver is standing, drivers wave. Drivers wave. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you see your driver waving, stand up. They volunteered you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Now everybody sit down. Now listen. In a moment, we're going to release everyone. But when we release you, we need you to put your chairs up. So we're going to ask the saints in the last row to please leave. Saints that are in the last row, please fold your chair and then leave. Yeah, yeah. And then we're going to, please pay your attention to me though, saints, so we can go faster. We need everyone to put their chairs as you leave, fold your chair up, except if you're on the stage, please just put your chairs against here, against the back here. Let's all, brothers, all, everyone over here, all the chairs here, stacks of 10 over here, stacks of 10. Let's start with 10 there. If it has to go deeper, then we go up to 15. Okay, now listen. The ones who are cleaning, you're staying, we need you to come up here for instructions. Let everyone else go to eat first. Please come back for instructions. We're going to give you some instructions right now. Right now, okay? Okay. Then